Chapter 10, Road to the Capital, Part 3. Zeke didn't respond right away. Instead, he swept his eyes over the inhabitants of the room. The caravan chief was smiling, beckoning him to come closer. The three grand mages, on the other hand, had serious expressions. Even Rahul seemed to be on edge. Why were they even here? Was this a trap for him? Nonetheless, his face remained calm as he entered. Zeke brought his hands together and bowed fractionally. The traditional greeting in Korovan. The gesture was returned by the caravan chief, his smile widening. However, the man's friendly display wasn't enough to dispel Zeke's doubts. Akasha, combat analysis.
Answer. Chances of victory in a direct confrontation are 18%. Chances of escape using all available means are 95%.
Zeke was surprised. 18% chance of victory against three grand mages. Thinking about it, a victory might really not be impossible. If the second Grand Mage was as weak as the one Zeke had seen earlier, then he could probably finish them off before they could even cast a single spell. That only left Rahul. But Light Mages were famously weak against Blood Mages. Their spells, though too fast to dodge, didn't have enough power to defeat him instantly. With his current ability, he was able to heal most injuries, given time. This allowed him a lot more leeway than his opponent, who would be finished after a single mistake. Considering all that, his body relaxed as he returned the chief's smile. If they wanted to fall out with him, he was ready. "It is my pleasure to be invited, chief," he replied finally. "Nonsense," the man said with a dismissive gesture. Come, sit." Zeke and the chief sat on woven cots, while the three grand mages remained where they were, a few steps away. He noticed how they would occasionally send him wary glances. It seemed he had misread the situation. They were most likely not here for an ambush, but to protect the chief from danger, namely, him. This realization made him relax even further. He now turned his full attention to the man in front of him, interested in why the chief was present. After all, there was no reason to personally meet Zeke if it was just about handing over a reward. "Why did you call me, chief?" "There is no reason to be so distant, young man. Please call me Jai." "All right, Jai. Why am I here?" The chief nodded in satisfaction. "I heard about your heroic deed today from Rahul and wanted to reward you." Zeke nodded but remained inwardly suspicious. From his earlier talk with the man, he had gotten the impression that Jai was a shrewd merchant. It was highly unlikely that he would waste his time with anything that wasn't profitable in some way. Still, there was no reason to press for an answer right away. More likely than not, the man would reveal his intentions sooner than later. "You are too kind, Jai." The smile in the man's eyes widened as he clapped his hands. Immediately, a servant bustled over, holding a satchel that looked to be filled with coins.
"Clarification. The bag contains 15 silver.
15 silver was a rather generous reward for a single fight. Zeke suspected that Jai was trying to get in his good graces by paying such a hefty reward. Even so, he had no reason to turn it down, as that was also in line with the persona of a young adventurer. The chief handed the satchel over with an expectant smile. Without much fanfare, Zeke received the bag and thanked him, but didn't even check the amount. The smile froze on the man's face as he saw this. His eyes flitted between Zeke and the bag in confusion. Eventually, he couldn't help himself anymore and spoke out.
"Aren't you going to check the amount?"
Zeke smiled. "No need. I am certain you were more than generous." An awkward silence ensued as the chief didn't quite know where to go from here. He had most likely planned to get to the main topic after shocking Zeke with his hefty reward. However, by not even checking his reward, Zeke had derailed his plans in a subtle way. Zeke saw the gears turning behind Jai's eyes. Now was the time to push.
"Was that all you wanted, Jai? If that is so, then I'll be off. After all, it has been a long day."
"Wait!" the chief called out before Zeke could even take a step. "There is something else I'd like to discuss." Zeke smiled inwardly as he sat back down. He had purposefully rushed the conversation so as to not give Jai the time to come up with a new scheme. Now the only approach left was to come out and say what he wanted directly. Jai also seemed to realize this as he smiled wryly.
"I'll just come out and say it then. What is your purpose for visiting the capital, Pete?"
Zeke's eyebrows rose. This was an extremely personal question and frankly not something the chief should ask about. There should be a good reason for this. However, Zeke outwardly displayed a cautious expression as he eyed the chief warily. "Why do you need to know that?" Jai,
realizing he had overstepped, was quick to clarify his intentions. It is fine if you don't want to tell me. I was merely wondering if you or your brother maybe were interested in fighting in the Colosseum. Zeke's eyebrows rose. Why was he asking about the Colosseum out of nowhere? Still, there was no reason to hide his plans, as he had long since decided on their new cover story. Indeed, me and my brother are going to the capital to fight. How did you know, Jai? Jai's smile returned, even brighter than before. I do have an eye for such things. But to be honest, there aren't many other reasons foreign mages visit the capital. The city is, let's just say, not very hospitable to outsiders. Zeke's brows furrowed. The way Jai was speaking about the issue, it sounded like the discrimination against foreigners was quite severe. In Canyon, he had not felt anything of the sort. However, that wasn't too surprising for a border town that relied on trade. This could turn out to be rather problematic. In general, the Korovans had olive to brown skin and wavy black hair, very different from Empire natives. So it was unlikely for Zeke and Leo to blend in. Zeke decided to fish for information. How inhospitable are we talking? Jai grimaced. I am afraid it can be quite bad. Some businesses might refuse to serve you, and most of the people in powerful positions will most likely not even meet with you. Zeke nodded, taking in this new information. Then why do foreign mages still go to the capital? Zeke noticed a glint in the man's eyes. Most likely, this was where he had wanted the conversation to go all along. He immediately started his explanation. You see, there is one exception to that rule, and I am sure you can guess what it is. Zeke nodded. The Colosseum. That's right. In the Colosseum, everybody is welcome. But that's only part of the reason why foreigners flock to it. Care to guess what the rest is? I heard you can make a lot of money there, Zeke said innocently, but he knew this wasn't what Jai was hinting at. He already had a good guess where the man was going with this, but there was no benefit in showing off. He would only make the man wary by displaying his intellect. Jai nodded. That is certainly true, but there is something even more important to be gained in the Colosseum. He paused and gave Zeke a meaningful look. Prestige. Prestige? Zeke asked dubiously. Indeed, young friend. The top gladiators are hailed as heroes, even the slaves. That is also the reason many of them are rewarded with their freedom after a certain number of victories. The public backlash would be severe otherwise. I don't need to win my freedom, though. Zeke asked with a confused expression. Jai chuckled. Of course not, young friend, but the fame from winning in the arena will make your life in the capital infinitely more comfortable. Zeke's face lit up, acting like he finally understood. So that's how it is. Thank you for this advice, Jai. I'll keep it in mind. The chief waved off his thanks as if it was nothing big, but Zeke knew he wasn't done yet. So far, he had still not revealed his true purpose. As expectant, he spoke up again. I could maybe help you a bit in that regard. What do you mean? You see, my brother is a famous Lannister in the capital, Jai said with obvious pride. Do you know what a Lannister is, Pete? Zeke nodded. It's somebody who trains gladiators, right? That's right, Jai said. He's trained many champions over the years, and he is always looking for new talent. I could make an introduction if you want. It would make the entire process a lot smoother. He was staring at Zeke with a burning gaze. This was most likely what he had wanted all along. By the look in his eyes, Zeke could guess that the guards had most likely exaggerated their battle prowess in the retelling of events. After all, neither he nor Leo had gone all out in that fight. Still, this might not be such a bad turn. Zeke had intended to use the Colosseum as a cover story only, but Leo most definitely wanted to fight for real. Furthermore, if the discrimination against foreigners was truly so bad, then this might be the only way to get any semblance of respect in the city. He would most likely not gain entry to their libraries and workshops otherwise. However, there was just one problem. As of now, there was no way he could compete in the arena. Zeke didn't dare use more than one of his affinities, afraid of blowing his cover. On the other hand, his new blood spell wasn't even close to being ready. He would need at least 2 weeks of uninterrupted work to finish it. Then again, maybe he could use this situation to his advantage. Thinking this far, he spoke up hesitantly. That would be a great help, but I'm not sure if I can agree just yet. What's the issue? You are free to ask around, but I can assure you that my brother is second to none in terms of fighters with a stellar reputation to boot. Zeke shook his head. It's not that. You see, I am trying to master a new spell before competing. Our plan was to lay low for a couple of weeks first to give me enough time. Jai's brows furrowed. He was most likely pondering if this was just an excuse to turn him down in a roundabout way, or if this was an actual concern. How long would you need to master it? Zeke smirked internally. This was almost too easy. Not too long, maybe 2 weeks, he said, showing a conflicted expression. The problem is that I need to be able to work on it without being disturbed. Here, he let his words trail off, letting Jai figure out his meaning. Jai, as a wily merchant, immediately caught on. So, all you would need is a place to work in silence for the remainder of the journey. Zeke nodded slowly, acting as if this matter was troubling him greatly. Jai watched him in silence for a moment, considering. Very well, the man eventually said. If that is truly all you need, then I might be able to help. My personal carriage has a separate study room that I don't use very often. Would that work for you? Zeke's eyes opened wide in shock. Would that really be possible? Jai nodded casually. The man had clearly not yet given up on his attempts to rope him in. From this alone, Zeke could tell that talents were highly coveted. It was highly likely that the success of his brother had a lot to do with Jai's effort. As the leader of this caravan, he was able to scout for talented mages and send them to his brother directly. Still, this wasn't a bad deal for Zeke. Even if this famous brother demanded a lion's share of their winnings, he wouldn't care much. After all, money was the least of his concerns. Furthermore, the chance of this being a trap was small, as Jai had not once tried to find out if Zeke had any kind of force backing him. A wide smile spread across his face as he extended his hand for a shake. He had gotten a lot more out of this conversation than expected. Not only did he learn a lot, but had also secured a place for them already. On top of that, he would be able to work in peace until they arrived. With a bit of luck, he would be able to finish his spell by then. The smile on Jai's face mirrored his own as he took his outreached hand. I am glad we could come to an agreement, Pete. Zeke grinned with a predatory smile. Likewise.